we had just planned on doing one event, a one-time thing, but we had so much good feedback and a good response. We had over 100 people come over on the 40th anniversary celebration, and it was a lot of fun. It was a beautiful day. So many people asked us if we were going to do it again, so we decided we would.
Kuprinoff is right across the Wrangell Narrows from Petersburg, but you do need some kind of watercraft to get there. And that's part of the Kuprinoff Day, right?
That's right. There's a lot of people in Petersburg who don't have boats and have never been to Kuprinoff or who are just visiting Petersburg. And Kuprinoff, where the state dock is about 5 minutes across, directly across from Petersburg. And so it's a quick boat ride. Just take 5 minutes to get over there, and there will be rides available all day from North Harbor, right in front of the Harbor Master's Shack. And Don Holmes with the charter boat, the Juno, will be providing transportation again, just like he did last year. And then other boats will be filling in as needed as we get too many people waiting. A couple other people have volunteered to bring more people over.
Now, I did take advantage of that opportunity last year, and I remember it was just a really quick thing. You don't need to schedule anything. You just show up. If they're not there, they'll be back in 5 or 10 minutes. Because yes. It's just a short turnaround back and forth.
Yes, that's right. And Eddie will be in the Harbor Master Shack keeping an eye on how many people are down there. And the borough has offered the use of their large boat for taking the overflow over. So if a lot of people start collecting, he'll come down and take a load over to Kuprinoff.
What are some of the options that people can do there if they've never been to Kuprinoff and they want to check it out? What's going on?
So there are three hikes available on Kuprinoff for beginning people, even children, to really advanced. You know, hiking up Petersburg Mountain is the most difficult. And so if you want to do the Petersburg Mountain hike, come over on one of the earlier boats. If they start at 8 o'clock, come over at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock. Get started early. It's going to be tough. And I'm sure there's still snow up there. I haven't been up there yet this year. But there's probably snow. You can wear boots, or you can just hike up as far as you want. You know, people don't have to go all the way to the top if they don't want to. And then there's a really nice hike to Petersburg Creek, and the tide will be low at 9:30 in the morning, so the kids can play in the sand. There's a lot of sand down there. And then the third hike is the Kuprinoff Loop Trail, and that starts at the Kuprinoff Dock, just like the other two. And then it's about a 45-minute walk around just a muskeg hike behind the Kuprinoff City Community Building, and then all the way back to the dock. So you end up where you started on that one.
So you can take a short hike, you can go hang out on a beach, or you can do kind of a mountain climb to get a good vista of the area.
That's right. And there's also, I will have about 5 kayaks available and a canoe at the Kuprinoff Dock for people who might want to just paddle around there. And the kids like to do that. Some of them will do races. And then the new shelter, it was new last year, is there. So if it is a rainy day, we'll have the shelter available, and we'll have a couple of canopies set up too for people to get out of the weather.
Anything else you'd like the public to know about it?
The other thing that we did last year that a few people took advantage of was the geocaching. So that is like a treasure hunt where you go onto geocache.com, type in Kuprinoff, and then it will show you there's at this point 3 locations. Where you can, you know, put the coordinates in your phone, and then there's a clue, and then it will get you closer to where the geocache is. It's just a little box. It has a note paper in it. You write your name, you sign it, and we'll have some Kuprinoff pins in there for people to take, just as a little thank you for coming.
Sounds good. Thank you so much, Becky.
Great. Thanks for having me.